Here is the translated text in English. Ukraine's Zaporizhzhia nuclear plant temporarily lost power overnight, IAEA says. Exclusive, EU G7 weigh ban on maritime services for Russian oil exports, end to price cap. Oil prices slightly lower, but weekly gains likely ahead of expected US rate cut. Hong Kong faces low election turnout as residents mourn deadly fire. Morning bid. Tis the season for macro forecasts. Vessel off Yemen reports exchange of fire with small crafts, British Maritime Agency says. Boosted by Dubai chocolate craze, Argentina bets on pistachios. Trump signs order to create food supply chain task forces to protect competition. Pilots. Union blocks Allegiant Air bid to get U.S. residency for foreign hires. Senior U.S. diplomat calls EU policies bad for transatlantic partnership. Russia stocks lower at close of trade. MOX Russia index unchanged. U.S. waives $11 million Southwest Airlines fine imposed over 2022 holiday meltdown. Indian U.S. investigators to meet next week on Air India crash. Bloomberg News report, Volkswagen to invest $186 billion through 2030, CEO says. Brazil Robusta coffee growers push for quality amid rising prices and climate concerns. Exclusive, Advent's $1 billion deal talks for Whirlpool India stake collapse, sources say. Vietnam's trade surplus with U.S. hits record as exports surge despite tariffs. U.S. consumer credit takes unexpected dip, falling short of forecast. Headline PCE inflation accelerates marginally in September. Michigan Consumer Sentiment Index sees an uptick, surpassing forecasts and previous figures. Core PCE price index holds steady, meets expectations. Romania's GDP grows 1.6% in Q3, investments drive growth. Taiwan's inflation eases to 1.2% in November, below expectations. Eurozone economic growth confirmed at 0.3% in third quarter. German industrial orders rise more than expected in October. How to talk to your family about the economy over the holidays. U.S. federal judge temporarily blocks evidence use in dismissed Comey case. Musk denies $800 billion SpaceX valuation reports. India's strong fundamentals to support 7% growth despite global risks, finance minister says. Could more competition with China impact ECB policy decisions? Goldman weighs in. The five macro trends set to define 2026. ECB's Ren sees downside risks to inflation, urges action on Ukraine funding. Central Europe's currencies to back off highs in 2026, Reuters poll. Analyst explains what is Coinbase's everything exchange vision. Hot Stuff Labs launches Hot Stuff, a DeFi native layer one connecting on-chain trading with global fiat rails. Bitcoin price today slides to 90K ahead of PCE inflation, potential Fed cut. Bitcoin set to refocus on macro as speculative washout eases. DeepNode secures $5 million across seed and strategic rounds to build open intelligence network. iAero protocol launches token sweeper, distributes 5% of LEQ supply to stakers. Bitcoin price today, pinned near 93K after sharp rebound, Fed cut bets in focus. Stablecoins or Bitcoin, who fits Satoshi's cash vision? Uphold Files application to offer tokenized securities and partners with Zero on infrastructure services. True North raises 3 minute to build domain-specific AI for finance. Fulcrum reports positive results for sickle cell drug Pociredir. Kite reports promising results for CAR cell therapies and lymphoma. Lundbeck reports positive long-term data for epilepsy drug Bexacaran. Nurix reports 83% response rate for Bexobrutide Gin CLL patients. Disc Medicine reports positive data from DISC-974 anemia. Trime reports positive data from sickle disease gene therapy trial. Ficerafusp P-alpha 750 mg shows consistent response rate in head and neck cancer. Kathy Woods-Ark sells Tesla stock, buys Baidu and trade desk.